You know, at each of our deaths, we will face a divine evaluation in which our very lives, our faith, as well as our thoughts, words, and actions will be weighed to find our ultimate allegiance, either to Christ or against him. This is called the particular judgment, where perfect justice will be meted out to us, where we will no longer be able to run from ourselves and our actions. Now, for those who have been faithful, heaven is the last great adventure. You know, when movies and TV portray heaven, they tend to portray it as with people with wings being in the clouds, strumming harps, and looking bored. Yet, I assure you, heaven is not like that. Instead, it is the fulfillment of the deepest human longings, the state of supreme, definitive happiness. We'll get to see God face to face, and we'll join that vast crowd of heavenly witnesses, the saints, who are with our Lord forever. You know, growing up, as early as third grade, I read C.S. Lewis's The Chronicles of Narnia. In the final book, The Last Battle, Lewis, I think, has a great analogy for heaven. He explains of those who had completed their life now entering into something even grander. Now at last, he says, they were beginning chapter one of the great story, which no one on earth has read, in which every chapter is better than the one before. Ultimately, in heaven, there will be no suffering, pain, heartache, or tears, for we will be at peace. Yet, obviously, we are not there yet. We are still part of the church militant, fighting the devil, sin, temptation, and suffering in our day-to-day lives. We have much to undergo. We have family deaths, family issues, crosses to bear, stress. The hierarchy of the church is constantly disappointing or scandalizing. The headlines in the news are ever depressing. The conflict between Russia and Ukraine is heightening and can change at a moment's notice. Today, nihilism is everywhere. It's no longer hiding in secret. It's out in the open. It's blatantly attacking the church and her ideals.